Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, over the Thanksgiving holidays, you took extra special care in preparing meals. So your family naturally expects each dinner these days to be outstanding. But that's not a problem, really. You see, you can serve an outstanding meal anytime when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, just serve Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. And when you visit your nearest Kroger store and buy Kroger quality beef, buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Wealthy and arrogant Madeline Dodge is doing everything possible to get Penny Gibbs to come to her Thursday night party. But Penny has consistently refused to accept the invitation. Late yesterday, Madeline talked to Penny on the phone and pleaded with Penny to change her mind. And now the afternoon of the next day, the doorbell rings and Penny answers.
Just a minute. Just a minute, I'm coming. Oh, Nora, come in.
Oh, thank you, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, you look awfully cold. Do you have a warmer coat?
Oh, Crickets, this one is all right, Miss Gibbs. It's just extra super cold out today, that's all.
Well, take your coat off and warm yourself by the fire.
All right.
I think I have some good news for you.
I know, Miss Gibbs. You're going to the party.
Well, yes, I am, but how did you know?
Oh, I guess I should have pretended to be surprised, shouldn't I? I'm sorry, but I was at Miss Dodge's yesterday when she called you on the telephone.
Oh, I see.
Miss Dodge was awfully happy you were coming, Miss Gibbs. I was, too. Oh, but Crickets, I guess I shouldn't be so happy yet, should I? Maybe you're getting someone else to mind the baby tomorrow night. Are you?
No,
I hope not.
No, Nora, I'm not getting anybody else. The job's yours.
Oh, Crickets, Miss Gibbs, you're awfully nice. I'll be awfully careful with the baby, honestly, and you won't have to worry a bit. Or do I get to see her now? And what time tomorrow shall I get here? And you can stay at the party as long as you like. I'm used to staying up late.
Well, I certainly like your enthusiasm, Nora, but maybe you won't want the job after all.
Oh.
I mean, I can't pay you as much as Miss Dodge paid you.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Miss Gibbs.
Yes, it does. How much did she give you?
Oh, Crickets, Miss Gibbs. She made me promise not to tell you, but... Well, if you want
no,
me to...
No, no, Nora. I don't want you to go back on your promise to Miss Dodge. We'll try to work out some satisfactory arrangement tomorrow afternoon. I'm sure I can make it worth your while.
Oh, it really doesn't matter how much it is, Miss Gibbs. You see, I... Well, I just want the chance to watch your baby for you once because, well, if you like me, maybe I can... Well, I mean, maybe someday you'll want me to watch the baby all the time.
You like children, do you, Nora?
Oh, Crickets, I think they're just super wonderful, Miss Gibbs. I'm going to have just scads of them someday, I hope. Well, whose baby lives here, Miss Gibbs?
It's my brother, Pat.
Oh, his wife is dead?
No, she... Well, it's not important, is it?
Oh, Crickets, no. I said the wrong thing, didn't I? I'm awfully sorry, honestly.
No, you didn't say the wrong thing at all, Nora. You wanted to see the baby. She's upstairs. I'll bring her down.
Oh, please, don't go to any trouble.
Well, I'll go see if she's awake. You go over by the fire and get good and warm. I'll be down again in just a minute.
Oh, please don't hurry, Miss Gibbs.
Look, Nora, you don't have to call me Miss Gibbs.
Oh, but Daddy said I should.
Well, it isn't necessary. Oh, would you mind answering the door for me, Nora?
Oh, no, Miss Gibbs, I was glad to.
Well, hiya.
Hello.
Hey, what goes on here? Who are you?
I'm Nora. You want to see Miss Gibbs?
Yeah.
She'll be right down. Come in.
You bet I'll come in. Hey, look, what's with this Miss Gibbs stuff? Don't tell me they got a maid here and everything now.
Oh, Crickets, no, I'm just going to watch the baby for Miss Gibbs when she goes to a party tomorrow night. Do you want me to tell Miss Gibbs you're here?
Nah, she'll find out soon enough. She knows me all right. I'm Freddie Lang.
How do you do? I'm Nora Williams.
Yeah, I know you're Nora. Williams is the other handle, ain't it?
Handle?
Your name.
Oh.
Your friend of Gibbsy's?
Gibbsy? Who's that?
Oh, now I get it. You're the polite, respectful type, huh? I'm talking about Miss Gibbs.
Oh.
You a friend of hers?
No, I met her only yesterday. You see, Miss Dodge sent me.
Oh, mad one, huh?
Oh, crickets, you call Miss Dodge by her first name? You must be important.
Me important?
Oh, I don't see why that's anything to laugh about. Miss Dodge is so rich and so beautiful, and she's been so many places.
Hey, look, chick, how old are you?
17.
17, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You look awful grown up for 17, but you talk like you're 12.
I said something wrong, Mr. Lang?
Mr. Lang? Get that. Yeah, you said something wrong, all right. And calling me Mr. is something else.
Oh, crickets, Mr. Lang. My daddy told me always to...
Oh, you're one of those protected kids, too, huh? I guess your mother wouldn't let you out after dark, would she?
I don't have a mother.
No? Oh, I'm sorry, kid.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Lang.
My name's Freddie.
Yes, sir.
And cut out the sir stuff, too.
You don't like anything I say, do you?
Sure I do, sure. You're okay. Don't let me bother you. I never say much that's right myself. You're sort of cute, you know that?
Please, you don't have to say that.
Yeah, I know I don't, but you are. Sort of good looking. Sort of nothing, you are. Hey, look, kid, you really got it.
Thank you, sir. I mean... Just thank you.
What are you thanking me for? Ain't nobody ever told you before that you were some stuff, huh?
Well, yes, in a way, but not exactly the way you've put it.
Oh, I don't talk so good, huh?
Oh, I didn't mean that.
I know what you meant. Okay. So I didn't go to school like you went.
I don't go to school anymore.
How come you don't? Got to go to work, huh?
Yes, I'm trying to find work. I'd like to work here if Miss Gibbs would let me, but... Well, that isn't what's keeping me out of school. I graduated from high school last year. And, well, I'm not going to college, I guess.
Broke, huh?
Crickets, yes. We're awfully poor. But Daddy says being poor isn't anything to be ashamed of.
If it is, there's an awful lot of people going around feeling awful ashamed. What are you laughing at?
Oh, please don't be angry. It was what you said. It was awfully cute.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go on, laugh again, will you? You know, you look even prettier when you laugh.
Please don't tease me, Mr. Please don't tease me.
I'm not teasing you. You don't look like the kind of kid who could take it if I did. Hey, look, you say you got out of high school last year and you're only 17 now?
Well, there was one girl in my class younger than I.
Yeah, but getting out at 16 is plenty to shout about. You must be pretty smart.
Oh, I did all right.
Yes, and you'll go on doing all right from here on, too. Beauty and brains. Okay combination, that. Too bad you don't have the dough to go along with it. You'd make some dames that I know look awful silly, even if you are just a kid.
I'm not just a kid.
No? Well, well, you're as old as I am, and then you go and look at somebody 17.
You're not very old.
No, I'm 22.
22?
Yep.
Oh, crickets.
Oh, so they come older than 22, huh? Well, okay, they do, but they don't come no wiser. Look, kid, I've been around.
No, but even you have a few things to learn, don't you, Freddie?
Oh, hi, Gibbsy.
Hello.
Yeah, I got plenty to learn, I guess. But I'm learning fast.
Yep, I think you are, Freddie. Well, I see that you two have met already.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we have, Miss Gibbs. I hope it was all right, but I introduced myself.
Yes, of course it was all right, Nora. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you had company while I was upstairs. I didn't mean to be away so long. Nora, would you like to come up and see the baby now?
Oh, crickets, yes.
Good, well, come on then. Freddie, how about you coming
up? No, Gibbsy. That kid would take one look at me and he'd start to cry. Hey, look, Gibbsy, I want to ask you a favor.
Well, all right, go ahead.
You see, there's going to be a... Well, you know about it, that shindig up at Madeline's tomorrow night, and, well, I got to be dressed up for it and all that.
Well, go on.
Well, you see, Oh, Gibbsy, I know I got a lot of nerve coming to you for something like this after getting sore and walking out on you and all that, but... Well, Mr. G has one of those soup and fish suits,
oh,
and I thought that maybe...
Oh, I see. You want to borrow Pat's dinner clothes, don't you?
Well, yeah, Gibbsy, that's the general idea.
Well, I don't see any reason why you can't use them. Otto think bad of mine.
Thanks a lot, Gibbsy. Could I have them today?
Sure. Tell you what, come on upstairs and help yourself. The suits are in his closet, and the shirts and ties. Oh, and you need studs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're in his bureau drawer. Come on up, I'll show you where they are.
Okay. And Gibbsy.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Oh,
thanks a lot.
It, come on, Nora, we'll go up and see Valerie.
Oh, Crickets, I'll bet she's pretty.
Hey, wait a minute, Gibbsy. I forgot something. I grabbed this out of your mailbox for you.
Oh, thanks, Freddy.
You're going to go to Madeline's party, ain't you?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, this looks as though it might be an invitation to the party.
Yeah, I think it is, Gibbsy. Boy, they're really slick ones, too. It's all engraved or something.
Well, this is an invitation or a greeting card. Wait a minute. Yep, an invitation. And it is beautiful.
I'd love to have a party sometime and send out lovely invitations.
You will someday, Nora. Oh, I didn't know about this.
About what?
Well, the invitation says that the party's being given in honor of Professor Rogers.
Well, sure. You mean you didn't know that, Gibbsy?
No, I didn't. In fact, I had no idea. I hadn't seen the professor in several days.
Well, I guess this sort of explains why, don't it, huh? Guess he's checked you off the list, Gibbsy. He's with Madeline all the time now. Maybe you ought to forget about him.
Oh, I don't think it makes any difference one way or another, Freddy. Doorbell. Nora, you and Freddy go on up and see the baby, will you? Freddy, show her the room. I'll be right up.
Yes, Miss Gibbs.
Come on, kid. I'll show the little brat to you.
Hi.
Just a minute.
Well, no, it's really not a brat. I bet it's going to be when it grows up.
Okay. Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Well, Professor Rogers, what a surprise.
So much so that you're not going to let me in?
No, come in.
Oh, thank you.
We were just talking about you, Professor.
We?
Freddy and I.
Oh, Freddy's here.
Yeah, he's upstairs. He came to borrow Pat's dinner clothes.
After the way he's treated you, he asks to borrow your brother's clothes.
Well, that's all right. Well, you're almost a stranger around here.
Oh, I know. I've been awfully busy.
So I hear.
Oh. Freddy told you I've been seeing Madeline Dodge a lot, did he?
Well, he felt he had to.
Freddy's given to exaggeration, you know.
Yes, I know. Oh, this invitation to Miss Dodge's party is exaggerated, too, I suppose.
Hmm? Oh, that.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming to the party.
Yes, I think so. I think I should, don't you? After all, it's in your honor.
Yes, but I... Well, why it's in my honor, I don't know.
No, I don't suppose you do, Professor. No, you can't find out much about people like Madeline Dodge by reading books.
So Madeline Dodge's party is being given in honor of Professor Rogers. Why? And is this the reason Madeline has insisted that Penny come to the party? Or is her reason still a mystery? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, if you want to be sure tonight's dinner will click with the folks at your house, just do this. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you sit them down to a dinner of thick, juicy steak or crusty brown roast beef as the main dish. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinner time needs. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can get today. Don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. Now your local announcer.